The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, is looking for a successor to former President Kwasi Mfume. Mfume resigned in January. The organization expects to announce the new president at the end of May or early June. Commentator Todd Boyd says the organization needs more than just a new leader.
How does a historical civil rights organization, which earned its reputation in a faraway era, make itself relevant to contemporary and future generations of African Americans? The rather dated nature of the organization's mission is most evident in the descriptive title, Colored People. Is it possible that an organization which still defines its followers as colored, a term that has not been used widely for well over 60 years now, can still have a meaningful connection to younger people for whom this phrase never applied? Some would argue that the phrase colored people is a reminder of the organization's history from an earlier, more contentious time. Those who advocate such a position would further assert that the datedness of the term is relevant precisely because it forces people not to forget that storied past. The problem is, most African Americans today were not even alive when the word colored was in vogue. For all intents and purposes, then, the NAACP has become an organization for older people, kind of like an AARP for African Americans. This outmoded name is indicative of the fact that the organization itself has become insignificant for African Americans from the hip-hop generation. It is also ironic that some of the same people who would be resistant to changing the name colored are utterly offended at hip-hop's appropriation of the volatile word nigga. What is the purpose and function of a civil rights organization in the 21st century, if any? While the struggle for civil rights may be ongoing, the nature of such struggles must, like the circumstances around it, change and evolve. If the NAACP wants to be relevant again, there is no better time than right now to change its course. Be assured, the first step towards making this long overdue journey starts by changing the name of this otherwise geriatric organization on life support. Don't misunderstand me. There's nothing wrong with learning from the past, but it's very dangerous to take up residence there. The NAACP needs to change its name and modernize its mission. If not, they run the risk of dying a slow and tedious death of irrelevance.
Todd Boyd is also known as the Notorious PhD. He's a media commentator, author, and professor of critical studies at the USC School of Cinema Television.